It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin animal shelters are reporting a growing number of pet surrenders. Many are struggling to keep up. According to a report from WPR's Evan Casey, it's due in part to the rising cost of owning a pet. A 2025 report from the Bank of America Institute found that the cost of pet services, things like vet bills, has risen by 42% since 2019. The price of pet food and treats also up 22%. At the same time, some shelters are facing their own financial challenges and staffing and capacity crunches as they deal with that jump in animals coming through their doors. We're checking in with two of Wisconsin's biggest humane societies to talk about what they need from their communities to get some relief. Amy Good is Director of Development and Marketing at the Dane County Humane Society. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Allison Foch is President and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society, which operates shelters in Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Door, and Brown counties. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Allison, let's start with you. Can you paint us a picture of what you're seeing this year when it comes to the demand for your services for pets coming into the society?
Yeah, we are definitely seeing an uptick in owner surrenders coming into our shelter. Just last year, we served about 4,200 animals through owner surrender by this time in the year, and we're up by over 1,000 animals coming through owner surrender. And part of that was a system shift that we made by no longer asking for appointments for surrender, and the community really needed that from us, and we are seeing them bring those animals in. And so we are definitely seeing a peak in our animal population, which is also pretty typical of this time of year. So we are definitely experiencing that capacity crisis and space crunch with those uptick of animals.
And Amy, what are you seeing at the Dane County Humane Society?
So we've seen a slight uptick in owner surrenders, but our biggest crunch right now is the number of animals that have been impounded in our community. And those are animals that have been brought to us by animal service officers or other law enforcement. And those animals we're holding on to for a long time as they go through court cases.
And that people may not know this. Some humane societies have this, I think, contract with cities or counties. Can you talk about that part of your services?
Right. So we contract locally with Public Health Madison-Dane County to provide services for stray animals, as well as impounded animals. And that could mean all sorts of different things walking through our doors on an emergent basis or animals that we know are going to be with us for 3 months or more.
I want to ask about the why of the increase. Allison, you mentioned that change in the appointment system, but we're hearing not just around Wisconsin, around the country, more people having to give up their pets. Why are we seeing this happen? Or at least why are you seeing that happen in the communities you serve?
We are definitely seeing systemic issues facing our community that are driving these separations of families. So the biggest factor for us has been housing, just housing instability, lack of pet inclusive and affordable housing for the communities that we serve, coupled with the cost of care, as was mentioned earlier. Cost of having an animal is just continues to increase. And then there is a national veterinary shortage, which makes access to veterinary care not only harder to gain, but it's also more expensive. And so all of those factors, those system issues, are really driving those separations and driving people to make really challenging decisions for their families.
And Amy, you mentioned some more surrenders, not the jump that some communities are seeing, but more stray and impounded animals. Do we know what's making that go up lately?
We're not really sure why this year is just really unprecedented levels of impounds, especially for our community. But it's certainly taking a toll on our staff.
Now, if people who own pets are having to pay more for pet food and veterinary services, I'm guessing humane societies are facing the same challenges. Amy, let's start with you this time. The cost side of things, what are you seeing?
Right. So everything has gone up when it relates to animals, and our food costs have gone through the roof, but just all those veterinary supplies as well. Everything that owners are facing, the shelters are seeing, but multiply that times, 200-300 animals at a time.
And in Dane County, is that putting you in a difficult financial situation between those costs and that stray and impounded animal issue you mentioned?
Absolutely. For us, our funding gap this year between what we're getting for the contract and what we're anticipating will actually cost us to provide those services is over $1 million. So it's really a huge challenge and a huge gap to try to make up.
And Allison, in the humane societies you work with the shelters you work with, are you seeing similar funding challenges?
We're in a strong financial position, thanks to a lot of community support. However, as Amy mentioned, we are experiencing those increased costs. I mean, we have over 1,400 animals in our care as of today, and the cost of food, the cost of veterinary care, the cost of hard goods to care for animals, the cost to support our staff, a living wage, all of those things impact our financial position as well.
Well, and Allison, more animals means more space needs, more labor needs, more people to deal with those animals. Are you at or beyond capacity right now?
We are at a critical capacity at this point. We have lots of adoption promotions. We have over 500 animals available for adoption today and an additional 100 who could move out to foster homes. So we are definitely at a point where that's critical for us, and we are looking for adopters, foster homes, volunteers, et cetera, to help us get those animals into homes.
And Amy, what are you seeing when it comes to capacity?
So very similar to what Allison is seeing in all of her shelters as well. Spring and summer is always a really busy time. We start to see a lot more baby animals coming in. So kitten season is what we talk about a lot, too. So we are to the point also of adoption specials, hoping our community comes in and really helps us, you know, find more homes for the pets and already in our care.
We are talking with Amy Good with the Dane County Humane Society and Allison Fotch with the Wisconsin Humane Society, which serves a number of counties around the state, talking about some of the challenges facing humane societies, a lot of demand for their services, costs, and more. Well, when we talk about taking care of animals, a lot of people will be listening thinking, what can I do to help? Allison, let's start with you. What kind of things can people in the communities you serve do to help out?
I mean, right now, looking for folks to come into any number of our shelters. If they're looking to add a pet to their family, adoption is a fantastic option. If you're not in a position to make that permanent jump right now, fostering is a great option too. It's also allows you to do a little bit of a trial if that ends up being a match for your family. Donations also are hugely important. Our summer match is launching tomorrow, and donations will be tripled to that campaign. And that just helps us keep ongoing operations to support the thousands of animals we serve annually.
And Amy, what are your priorities when you reach out to the community in Dane County?
Very similar. So obviously we need adopters as well. And donations are just so critical to our work. We are definitely community supported and need that. And for us, uniquely in our community right now, it's the advocacy that we're going to need to make sure that we have a contract with our government that's actually more equitable and is actually going to help us pay for the actual cost for our animals.
One particular issue I've been hearing about, Amy, Allison mentioned housing. Right. Mm-hmm. Not all landlords will allow pets, or they might limit it to cats or smaller dogs. I'm hearing that there's a particular concern about people with larger dogs, over 50 pounds, say, is often the limit. What is happening in Dane County when it comes to that? And are you looking for people to adopt those larger dogs in particular?
We definitely see big dogs lasting longer in the shelter. Their stays with us are longer just because of all those definite barriers to homes, and especially certain breeds that are restricted. They can't go to certain apartment complexes either, or people have homeowners insurance that doesn't allow certain breeds. So our larger dogs, especially bully breeds, are sitting longer at our shelter.
Same story, Allison, in your shelters.
Absolutely. Those medium to large breed dogs tend to sit longer in the shelter, and which is unfortunate. They're great dogs, but those housing restrictions are limiting.
Are there resources out there for people who can't afford things like vet bills or pet food, but really don't want to have to give up their pet? Allison, let's start with you in the counties you're working in.
Sure. One of the exciting parts about kind of dismantling our intake by appointment system was we did shift a position to become a community resource navigator. And so that person's job is to connect with families who are interested in exploring resources to support keeping that family together. And whether that's a resource we can provide, or the staff member is connecting with other human service organizations in the community to ensure that if a family experiencing human side of the leash, if you will, issues, has the resources that they need in order to keep that family together.
Amy, do you have similar services in Dane County?
Right. Anytime we can prevent an animal from needing to separate from their family, we're going to try to keep that family together. We know how important that bond is between people and their pets. So we certainly have services as well if people need help with pet food, if it's access to vet care, or other things that we can do to help that relationship stay intact, we're going to do it.
Looking to the future, we've got some acute problems now. Long term, I want to ask each of you, are there things we can do to lower the demand for the service you provide and for the need to people to surrender their pets? Allison, let's start with you. What would you point to as a longer term solution?
Obviously housing, that's a huge issue, and that's a very knotty issue. More acutely, I think the access to spay-neuter services, we're one of the largest providers in the state for low-cost spay-neuter services, and that certainly has a direct impact, as has been the case for decades, in lowering shelter intake. And so making those veterinary services more affordable is the goal.
And Amy, magic wand for you, what would be one thing that would help in the long run?
I'm with Allison on this. Spay and neuter is the way to go. And that is, you know, we're spaying and neutering everything leaving our shelter, but also we need higher levels of it in the community. But access is always going to be one of the biggest challenges. But preventing those litters from being born goes a long way.
And Amy, let's talk to those people around the state who maybe are dragging their feet on spaying and neutering. Talk directly to them.
Sure. So even if you can find homes for all the animals that you are raising at your house, that means somebody is not coming to a shelter to adopt one of our animals. And we know there's already more animals right now sitting in shelters than we're able to find homes for. So help us be part of the solution and reach out if you need help.
And we'll leave it there. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Allison, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Allison Foch is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Humane Society, which operates shelters in Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Door, and Brown counties. Amy Good is director of development and marketing at the Dane County Humane Society. We've been talking about some of the challenges animal shelters are facing around Wisconsin.